ABC News is sponsored by Wilson Door and Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step in making your building project an experience you'll never forget. You are listening to WRCA 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. More than 29 million Americans have already cast ballots in early voting across the country. Presidential candidates campaigning in swing states, courting undecided voters. Before leaving for Georgia today, Harris questioned Trump's fitness for the job, saying he didn't show up for last night's CNN debate, which turned into a town hall for Harris.
Clearly, his staff has been saying he's exhausted, and the sad part about that is he's trying to be president of the United States, probably the toughest job in the world. And he's exhausted.
The former president holds events in both Arizona and Nevada tonight. Israeli Defense Forces say they killed the Hamas commander who led the massacre at the bomb shelter near one of the kibbutzes on October 7th. The IDF says the Hamas commander also worked for UNRWA, the UN agency operating in Gaza. The UN has not immediately responded to a request to comment. And severe heat continuing to grip western states, raising the threat of wildfires. This is ABC News. The company that owns both the WWE and UFC is buying PBR in a multi-billion dollar deal.
What happens when you combine this
man, Triple H,
with this?
The number one man coming in gets rocked.
It's kind of a marriage made in action sports heaven. TKO, parent company for both WWE and UFC, is acquiring Endeavor Group, owner of Professional Bull Riders, in a deal worth more than $3 billion. Also included in the package, On Location, a premium fan experience at sporting events, and IMG, which distributes sports content and provides event management. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Louisiana's 2020 Teacher of the Year has filed a lawsuit challenging a new state law requiring the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom by January 1st. Proponents say the Ten Commandments has historical significance in the foundation of the country. Opponents say it's unconstitutional and could isolate students who are not Christian. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hear that? That's the sound of WIC buildings using stronger lumber and stronger steel that's galvanized and coated with high-quality paint, plus stronger screw fasteners to hold it all together, and one of the best warranties in the industry. Even their voiceover guy is stronger. Invest in strength. Invest in WIC buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local WIC dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your WIC building.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. And by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Look for cloudy conditions tonight with rain rolling in. Some storms are possible. Rainfall of a quarter to a half inch is likely with a low of 44. Partly sunny and breezy tomorrow with a high of 62. Winds will be northwest 10 to 20 and clearing and crisp for tomorrow night. And the low will be 31. And currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the west at 5 miles per hour. And it's cloudy and our current temperature is 61 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. continues his quest to be taken off Wisconsin's presidential ballot. Wednesday, Kennedy asked the U.S. Supreme Court to remove him from the ballot in the battleground state. Kennedy argued in his long-shot emergency request that Wisconsin is violating his First Amendment rights by keeping his name on the ballot, which is already being used for early voting in the state. Kennedy suspended his independent presidential campaign in August to endorse former President Donald Trump. While asking for his name to be removed from ballots in battleground states, Kennedy has encouraged supporters to vote for him in other states. One of the hallmarks of American elections is that there's a lot of waiting. The 2020 presidential contest, for example, wasn't called until 4 days after the election. As we look ahead to the 2024 election, we can expect some more waiting on election night. There's no national body that administers the election, so every state plus the District of Columbia gets to decide how they run their elections, and they all do things a little differently. As people watch the results on election night, it's important to understand that these rules can mean different candidates take the lead at different times, and that tabulating final results can take days and even weeks. Voters can expect to be in suspense in several swing states that will determine who wins the White House. In Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, for instance, mail ballots are not opened until Election Day, which extends the vote counting process. Most states with mail voting allow ballots to be opened several days before Election Day and tallied ahead of time. That's why some states with a lot of mail ballots, like Georgia, report their results faster. Other states that rely heavily on mail can take longer, however. In Arizona, voters can drop off a mail ballot as late as the time polls close on Election Day, and a recent law in Nevada allows ballots that are mailed on Election Day and arrive a couple of days later to be counted. In recent elections, misinformation has spread in places where election officials have taken days to release a complete ballot count. Experts and election officials say state laws are a factor and that time and labor are necessary to process and correctly tabulate ballots. State and federal efforts to connect people with disabilities to meaningful career opportunities achieved a new milestone in Wisconsin, setting a record high for the number of working-age individuals employed, according to the latest data from the U.S. Census Bureau. The achievement, celebrated recently, follows years of investments in the Career Pathways Advancement Initiative, which has received more than $20 million in Disability Innovation Fund grants since 2021. Data from the American Community Survey released by the U.S. Census Bureau reveals that Wisconsin achieved a record high of 189,194 working-age individuals with disabilities employed in 2023. This marks the second consecutive year of record-high employment for workers with disabilities in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Telecommunications Association recognized Representative Tony Kurtz for his support of public safety and Next Generation 911 this week in an award presentation at the Lynx Networks office in Camp Douglas. Representative Kurtz received the WSTA Excellence in Legislative Leadership Award, recognizing his role in authoring NG911 cost recovery legislation for telecommunications providers, which was signed into law as 2023 Wisconsin Act 222 in March of 2024. WSTA Executive Director Bill Esbeck said that Kurtz's leadership was critical in passing this legislation that will allow telecommunications providers to recover their ongoing costs associated with facilitating the next generation 911 system. The cost recovery will ensure upkeep of the new system by providing the funding needed for expenses such as equipment, database management, and the routing of the 911 calls, all of which now fall on the state's telecommunications providers. Next Generation 911 is a new emergency calling system that improves the efficiency and accuracy of emergency calls by routing them over a digital Internet protocol-based system, replacing the analog 911 infrastructure that's been in place for decades. The transition to this new system requires telecommunications providers like Lynx Networks to make significant investments in their networks to meet the new technical standards of the NG911 system. While cost recovery is in place for the initial system upgrades, there was no ongoing NG911 cost recovery for service providers for expenses such as equipment, database management, and the routing of the 911 calls. The legislation authored by Representative Kurtz acknowledges the cost burden that NG911 places on Wisconsin telecommunications providers and allows providers to recover those ongoing costs. The National Federation of Independent Business presented Wisconsin Senator Joan Ballweg with its 2024 Guardian of Small Business Award. NFIB's Guardian Award recognizes leaders who stand up for and advocate on behalf of small businesses. It is NFIB's most prestigious legislative award. Senator Ballwig is a small business owner and NFIB member. She was selected for the award by a panel of small business owners from across the state. NFIB Wisconsin is the leading small business association in the Badger State, advocating on behalf of its members in both Madison and Washington, D.C. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages Wisconsinites to take action to help bats during International Bat Week, which runs today through October 31st and throughout the year. Bats are some of the most gentle, valuable, and mysterious animals in our neighborhoods. They are vital to many ecosystems and have significant positive environmental, economic, and public health benefits. Insectivorous bats consume large numbers of agricultural pests, saving farmers and foresters billions yearly. A bat helps control bugs in your backyard by eating up to 1,000 mosquito-sized insects per hour and up to the equivalent of its body weight every night. Of the 8 bats found in Wisconsin, 4 are state-threatened species. The big brown bat, the little brown bat, northern long-eared bat, which is also federally endangered, and tricolored bat, and 1, the silver-haired bat, is of special concern, meaning the population is declining and in need of conservation action. The decline of bats in Wisconsin is primarily due to white nose syndrome, caused by a fungus that attacks the bare skin of bats during hibernation. The disease exhausts their energy stores and leaves them vulnerable to starvation before their insect diet becomes available in the spring. In 2014, white nose syndrome was first detected in the state at a large hibernation site that was home to 1,000 little brown bats. By 2018, the population there had dwindled to only 9 individuals. While recent Wisconsin bat program counts show rebounding numbers at some significant hibernation sites across the state, there's still a long way to go. Despite recent glimmers of population recovery in little brown bats, hibernating bats are still stressed by white nose syndrome each winter. Help take care of these valuable mammals in your area by taking a few simple steps. Learn how you can build your own bat house, participate in an International Bat Week event, plant native plants that are foundational to a healthy backyard ecosystem, control burdock on your property, which can fatally entangle bats and small songbirds. After burdock has gone to seed, avoid composting, which may allow it to spread. Maintain an insecticide and herbicide-free yard. They can harm bats through the food they eat, and in outbuildings and basements frequented by bats, keep buckets overturned or on their sides to avoid trapping bats and other small mammals. For more information about bats, visit the Wisconsin DNR's Frequently Asked Questions webpage. Simon's Recreation Complex in Richland Center will host a Halloween pool party Saturday. Enjoy music, popcorn, food and refreshments, swimming, and the new pool inflatables. Kyle Ewing is the assistant director at Simon's.
They're kind of like obstacles where you can climb. I mean, they've got hundreds, if not thousands, of options of different things you can choose and pick from to buy. And I mean, you can jump off. One of them is like about 4 or 5 feet in the air, so you can jump off and jump in the water from there. It's actually called a subway, so it's got like a top dome where you can climb on top, jump off, but you can also be underneath while people are climbing on top.
The public is invited to attend the Halloween party at Simon's this Saturday from 2 to 5. Cost of admission is free for members and $5 for non-members. There were 2 Fonzies in Milwaukee on Wednesday. Actor Henry Winkler, best known for his role as Arthur Fonzarelli on Happy Days, was in Milwaukee for a book tour and just had to make a stop at the statue erected in his honor. The bronze Fonz has been on the Riverwalk in Milwaukee since 2008 and is a beloved local fixture and frequent selfie spot.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Lily Martin, 71, of Wausau, died October 7th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lily Martin, 71, of Wausau. Dale J. Olson, 50, of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly Friday. Funeral services will be held at noon Saturday at the Advent Christian Church, Laval. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials are preferred in lieu of flowers. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements for Dale J. Olson, 50, of Reedsburg. Carter Matthew Hise, 20, of rural Hill Point, died suddenly Monday from injuries received in an automobile accident near Bear Valley. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 1 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the family. Carter Matthew Hise, 20, of rural Hill Point. Tina Marie Main, 63, of Boscobel, died Tuesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A gathering of family and friends will be held Tuesday from 4 until 7 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held Wednesday at 10 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Tina Marie Main, 63, of Boscobel. Daniel A. Fredericks, 59, of Muscadet, died October 16th after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be sent to Dan's sister, Catherine Bloom. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Daniel A. Fredericks, 59, of Muscadet.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. The cold front is approaching. Are you ready for it? Because we sure do need it. It's going to bring us some much-needed rainfall. As you heard, the drought conditions across the state expanded over the past week. I mean, what a dry stretch we've been in. So most of us are welcoming this front. Clouds will be thickening after sunset and rain rolling in late this evening. Mainly after 9 o'clock, it looks to kick on out of here overnight. And hopefully, we'll get a quarter of an inch to a half an inch of rainfall. And some areas could see some storms. If that's the case, you could see anywhere from 3/4 of an inch to nearly an inch. I'll tell you what, my fingers are crossed. I mean, it's arriving at night, so it's not dampening anyone's plans and keeps our overnight lows quite mild in the mid-40s. But behind the front, winds will be shifting out of the northwest and blasting us tomorrow. Up to 20 to 25 miles per hour, it's going to be a breezy and cooler day. Highs will drop to the low 60s under partly sunny skies. As the clouds continue to clear, it'll be a crisp overnight, falling below freezing. Then for Saturday, it'll be a super sunny day and just a perfect dry autumn day. Honestly, highs right there into those mid to upper 50s. And those winds barely moving for once. It won't last long, though. They start to whip again on Sunday. Pulling out of the south, it's going to warm us up. Highs reach the low 60s under mostly sunny skies. And for Monday, it'll be mostly cloudy, windy, and mild. Highs flirting with 70 degrees with a small chance of a light scattered shower, especially by the evening. Tuesday will likely be sitting under more clouds than sunshine. It'll still be breezy and it's gonna warm up. Unseasonable once again, flirting with 80 degrees. Yes, end of October, 80 degrees. You heard that right. We're getting this slice of warmth out ahead of a big system that's striking right on Wednesday and potentially into Halloween. All eyes are on it. And the good news is it's gonna stay rain. So no snow to worry about. Not just yet, at least. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy and 60 degrees after a high today of 65 and a morning low of 25. Yesterday's high was 60 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1953 is 83 degrees, with a record low of 15 set back in 1960. Last year's high was 79 with a low of 57. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:05, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:27. Winds are out of the west at 4 to 6 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.88, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 60 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Here is Phil Nee with tonight's area sports schedule.
Richland Center's soccer team is playing at River Valley tonight, a WIAA soccer event. Also, Lodi is hosting University Lake School in Division 4. Wisconsinites Barneveld is playing Central Wisconsin Christian. Also this evening in Division 3, Delavan-Darien is playing at Mount Horeb, and McFarland is hosting Monroe. West Salem is at Platteville to take on Platteville-Lancaster. WIAA tournament volleyball matches include Ithaca hosting North Crawford. That's a rematch. North Crawford defeated the Bulldogs for their only conference loss early in the season. So the two teams meet tonight. The winner will face either Seneca or Wanewoc Center. Those two teams meet at Seneca. DeSoto is at Royal, and Highland hosts Wazika Steuben. Also this evening, Schulzberg is hosting Monticello, and Barneveld is entertaining Blackhawk. Moving to Division 4, Brookwood will host Kickapoo, Southwestern at Hillsboro, Fenimore at Cashton, and Mineral Point hosts Wisconsin Heights, New Lisbon at Tri-County. Tonight in Division 3, the matchups include Darlington at Aquinas, Dodgeville hosts River Valley, Viroqua at Cuba City, and coming up on WRCO this evening, Luther at Richland Center. I talked to Richland Center coach Jamie Johnson earlier today about this evening's Level 2 match.
Luther doesn't care that we were, conference champs. They took second in their conference, so a quality team. Our half sectional was stacked. When you're looking at a River Valley at 11 seed, and then they, come out and win, you just know how deep our whole half sectional is from top to bottom, because Valley's a quality program, and they got a big win, and they're going to, everybody's ready to play, and Luther's a 5 seed, we're a 4 seed, so. We need the fans out tonight. I think that can be a pivotal point. One thing we have, when our crowd shows up, They're loud. They can be intimidating. You know, a lot of some schools don't have a big volleyball following, and we're fortunate that Richland Center does follow the volleyball team, and we're very appreciative of that. And we need them to show up in force tonight.
Here are the match this evening on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, beginning with the Vitesnik Power Sports pre-match show around 6:40. I'm Phil Nee.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Dr. Seuss said, "Sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple." Schwarz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether those questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Street, Richland Center, and visit Schwarz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
Damian Lillard scored 30 points. Giannis Antetokounmpo added 25, and the Milwaukee Bucks defeated the Philadelphia 76ers 124-109 in the season opener for both teams last night. Lillard scored 15 points in the third quarter and finished with 6 three-pointers, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists. Antetokounmpo shot 8 for 11 from the floor and had a game-high 14 rebounds as Milwaukee got double-figure scoring from 6 players. Taurean Prince and Bobby Portis scored 16 points apiece for the Bucks, and Hal had 16 and did 16 three-pointers. The Bucks have their home opener Friday against Chicago. The NBA is now investigating why Philadelphia center Joel Embiid did not play in the team's nationally televised season opener against Milwaukee. The league confirmed the probe on Thursday. It was opened as part of the NBA's player participation policy that went into effect last season. Such a move was to be expected. The NBA had said that anytime a star player misses a game, an investigation can be opened to promote compliance with league rules and can include independent medical review and related determinations regarding player availability. Robert Saleh will be consulting for the Packers in a fluid role that involves providing the defensive perspective to the team's offense, according to Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. Saleh was at practice on Wednesday as the teams geared up for their Sunday tilt with the Jacksonville Jaguars. LaFleur says Saleh won't be helping out with the team's defense, and he has complete trust in defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. Saleh spent 4 seasons as the 49ers defensive coordinator and the last 4 seasons with the Jets as head coach. Five times in the last 6 seasons, Saleh's defense has ranked in the top 10 for yards allowed. Devontae Wyatt practiced yesterday for the first time since injuring his ankle in week 4. Before getting hurt, he led the team with 3 sacks and 5 quarterback hits. Returning to the practice field opens the possibility for Wyatt to play when the Packers take on the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Next week is National Veterinary Technician Week. The Acouche Mountain Humane Society thanks all of the vet techs and veterinarians in our area and reminds everyone that when visiting the vet, it's important to practice good vet clinic etiquette. Keep your pet close to you, either on a pet carrier or on a short, sturdy leash, and instead of talking on the phone, texting, or otherwise being distracted, give all your attention to your pet. This not only comforts your pet, reducing its anxiety, fear, and aggressive behavior, but also shows respect for all other people and pets in the clinic. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Soybeans and hogs were mixed Thursday. Corn and cattle finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on Stein to provide you the best products, get you higher yields, and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans were mixed, mostly modestly higher, adjusting spreads late in the session. Export sales were up on the week, with unknown buying another 198,000 tons Thursday morning. U.S. harvest conditions are favorable, and while planting has picked up steam in South America, it's still at least a little bit slower than normal. November beans were down 1 1/4 at 9.96 and a quarter. January held at 10.05. December bean meal was down 4.60 at 3.10.40. December bean oil was up 94 at 44.33. Corn was higher. Export sales were strong in Japan and unknown. Both bought U.S. corn ahead of the open. The trade's also monitoring U.S. harvest activity and planting in Argentina and Brazil. December corn was up 2.5 at 4.21.5, and March was 3 higher at 4.35. And wheat closed mixed. Rainfall chances continue to look mixed for U.S. winter wheat growing areas. Harvest is about to get underway in parts of Argentina and Australia. December Chicago is 3 higher at 581.5. December Kansas City was up 1.5 at 587. December Minneapolis wheat on Thursday was up 2.5 at 618 a bushel. Live and feeder cattle were higher, watching direct business develop ahead of Friday's USDA cattle on feed numbers. Megan Grebner has more on cash livestock in just a moment. December live was up 137 at 189.25, and February was up 132 at 189.95. November feeders were $1.30 higher at 248.52. January feeders were up $1.70 at 245.52. And hogs were mostly lower on these steady to lower cash during the session, the lower midday move in pork, and bearish weekly export sales. December was down 152 at 78.65. February was 60 lower at 82.80. Megan Grebner has your look at cash livestock after this.
Native American children. Many live in poverty and face some very tough days. But they also have great days. And the days they love most, they happen here at St. Joseph's Indian School.
I love learning with my friends. Playing music.
Lunchtime!
time. Math. And speaking of math, here are some awesome numbers.
96% of St. Joseph's Indian School students graduate high school. That's 10% higher than the national average. For almost 100 years, St. Joe's has been giving Native American children days they love and educating them for life. Learn more at stjo.org today.
The moderate direct cash cattle trade developed Thursday afternoon. Live deals in the South were at $189 to mostly $190 live, $2 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress deals in the North were at $298. That's $2 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Boxed beef closed lower. Choice down 24 cents at $321.17. Select was down $1.43 at $294.34. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head, up 6,000 on the week and down about 1,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply lower with a fairly light negotiated run. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Director down 259 with a weighted average of 75.25. The Iowa Minnesota closed 299 lower with a weighted average of 75.51. The Western Corn Belt was down 332 with a weighted average of 75.18. Pork values were weak, down 7 cents at 98.15. And estimated hog slaughter was 487,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up nearly 5,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm Jared White with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Increase phosphorus fertilizer efficiency by up to 50% with Rhizosorb from Phos Solutions. Visit PhosSolutions.com to learn more. Agronomist Ryan Gentle with Wiffles Hybrids is encouraging farmers to hold off on fall anhydrous ammonia applications.
We're way too warm yet to be thinking about putting on fall anhydrous. Nitrogen's too expensive.
More news is next.
The Supplemental Security Income Program provides monthly payments to help meet basic needs, like putting food on the table, paying the rent, or buying new shoes for growing feet. You may qualify if your income and financial resources are low, and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. Call 1-800-772-1213 or go to ssa.gov/SSI to start to apply. Produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Ag Economist says there could be significant shifts in trade policy following the November election. Chad Hart with Iowa State University says both the Republican and Democratic presidential candidates seem to be comfortable with tariffs. The Trump administration has campaigned on expanding tariffs, which Hart says could potentially create another trade war.
It was tough, but there was also the case of there was support to help alleviate some of that pain.
He says the Harris administration is expected to maintain the status quo. USDA's Farm Service Agency will distribute more than $1.7 billion through its Conservation Reserve Program. Deputy Administrator for Farm Programs John Burge tells Brownfield.
It offers opportunities for producers to get some land out of production that may not be as fruitful for them, but also a habitat improvement or water quality or life.
Last week was a big week for U.S. corn and soybean export sales. The USDA says sales of both corn and soybeans were up sharply on the week. For these stories and more, visit brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Building great prices from the ground up.
Harchi Lumber has built a solid reputation for quality, selection, and price. Before you plan your next construction project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. They have the knowledge and complete supply of lumber, drywall, wood studs, roofing, windows and doors, insulation, cement, molding, and more. You name it, they've got it. Build with quality, build with the best at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, providing expert hometown service since 1969.
New research aiming to limit the spread of stored grain pests. Hello, I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. A USDA grant is funding research to stop the larger grain borer and capper beetle, two insects with the potential to destroy stored grain. On this week's episode, we'll hear from Kansas State University professor of entomology Tom Phillips about the history of these pests, the threats they pose to agriculture, and the steps being taken to stop their movement. We'll learn more right after this.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
A group of scientists are trying to find ways to limit the spread of stored grain pests. Kansas State University professor of entomology Tom Phillips tells Brownfield.
Both of these pests are not established in the United States. They are from other countries, and they're occasionally intercepted at the border. But the larger grain borer can cause severe damage to dried corn in bins, and some other cereal grains. And the capper beetle has the potential to damage all species of grains that we may store. They're both what we call stored product insects. They attack grains and other foods that can be stored without refrigeration for some time. So this is serious because grains, of course, are important for food and also for the economy.
According to the USDA, the capper beetle is endemic in 31 countries in Africa and Asia. The larger grain borer has been found crossing the southern U.S. border from its normal distribution in South America. The capper beetle was eradicated by the U.S. in three southwest states during the 1950s. Phillips says if either insect became established in the U.S., it could disrupt exports.
And if you think about it a bit, we don't usually import wheat. Wheat is critical, you know, bread, baked goods, etc. And we grow all the wheat we need, and then we also ship wheat to other countries. So that's part of the wheat economy. And there are some countries that don't get the capper beetle, have never had it established, and they would refuse to take our wheat. Same could be true and would be true for the larger grain borer.
He says this project will attempt to upgrade surveillance.
Traps for monitoring and detection, methods to control, which would include fumigant gases, and maybe some other safer means to control. And then, in addition, one of our OPIs is actually an entomology professor in Greece, and will also be doing a similar thing there, sampling traps and looking for control measures.
He says the traditional practice has been the use of methyl bromide.
It's very effective, very fast killing, but it also is on a list of industrial chemicals that are being banned because of global warming.
The five-year project is funded by the USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture and totals nearly $800,000. I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Still spinning the scene of the crime. It's looking like a tornado might have come crashing through the door and can't see what happened. But one thing's for sure, the moon shone on through a thin piece of glass, and the stars must have blushed when you kissed me. All the last I recall was a quarter till two. Headed back to my place like two strangers do. Who would have thought that we'd end up all tangled up together? The night was a wedding.
Midland with Sunrise Tells the Story on Country and Community. Good evening. My name is Tim Thied. I'll be here till high school volleyball action. That's tournament action going on this evening. Now, Richland Center has their turn. Richland Center had a first round bye on Tuesday, so they'll be hosting Luther in the semifinals of the regional action for high school volleyball. And Phil Neal will be making the call for that match. And the pregame will start at around 6:40. Hoping your Thursday is going good, getting close to the weekend. Tomorrow's Friday, and then off for many of you who work a Monday through Friday schedule, or even if you don't work a regular schedule, who knows? Maybe you'll have the weekend. Maybe you'll have the weekend off too. You never know. But anyways, I hope your evening is going great. And they are talking maybe some rain tonight, maybe possibly some storms. Rainfall up to a quarter to a half inch is likely, according to Brittany Merlot. Look for a low of 44. It's not going to get as cool as last night. Man, it got pretty cool last night. We did get down to 25 degrees. That was our morning low. So yeah, it got to be cold, but it is October and get used to. But if you don't like the cooler weather, there's going to be some more warmer weather coming in next week, starting Monday into Tuesday. So you can enjoy it then as well. Just wanted to let you know from WRCO's Lost and Found Department, lost a male walker dog wearing a green collar. Dog was lost near at Spring Hill near Gillingham. If you can find the dog, give a call to 608-604-5167. And going on right now, the Lone Rocks Farmers Market is being held, and that's held every Thursday. Actually, today is the last day of that farmers market, and that's going for the year, I should say, for the season. They'll have it again next year, of course, but the last one for the season is going on right now, and that's going on until 7 o'clock, and that's being held at Center Park across from the community building. And Riverdale FFA is hosting a haunted walk at the school farm. That's going on tonight from 6:30 to 9. Enter and park through the test plot entrance. Free will donations will be accepted. Those attending are to wear closed-toed shoes.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
It's raining too hard, girl, it's so late. Don't get in that car and just drive away. Oh, where would you go? Who would I see? one, baby, please let me kiss that goodbye off your lips. Let your heart stay right where it is. You can hate me in the morning, but baby, tonight let me love the leaving off your mind. There's still a flame that hadn't burned out. Oh, girl, what you say? We pour gas on it now. I hear every tear that falls down on the floor. I'll drown if you'll step away from that door. Let me kiss that goodbye off your lips. Let your heart stay right where it is. You can hate me in the morning, but baby, tonight let me love the leaving of your mind. You can walk out in the morning, at least for tonight, whether it's wrong or right. Just let me kiss that goodbye.
Moving, swaying, grooving in the kitchen with a side.